Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Just to kick us off with a little bit of fun, and this is, unfortunately, my big takeaway from Alabama when I saw it come up on my list. I went, wow, that's the place where Heart of Dixie takes place, which is a TV show I watched in its entirety when I was depressed. That's right, everybody. When I was super depressed, I watched all of the CW show Heart of Dixie.
This might be a chicken or egg. Were you depressed before you started watching it?
And that is such a good question, Adel. I certainly don't think it helped. I think it maybe kept me in there a little longer. That show, and I'll tell you this, will make you feel nothing. So if you're not depressed before you start watching it, it might help get you there.
What year was that? Is that a
2012?
Okay, 2012, okay. So it's an older show, because I was like, I've never heard of this before.
So we're gonna play a game based on the show, but the general premise of the show is New York Dr. Zoe Hart, played by Rachel Bilson, who is Summer.
No, Rachel Bilson?
Mm-hmm. From The O.C.
Oh, no.
Has reached a crossroads in her life when she decides to accept an offer from a stranger to work with him at his practice in Alabama. When she arrives in town, she discovers that the man had died and left her half of his practice in his will, something that doesn't make her new partner happy. Despite the shock of Southern life and some less than hospitable town folks, Zoe decides to give her new life a chance and discovers a new side of herself in the process.
Babe, I'm pissed that you're rich now.
The partner is a medical partner. He's like an old school Southern man, okay. I think she breaks up with her boyfriend. Yes.
Yeah.
So the major players are LaVon Hayes, who is a former football player, now mayor.
In the show.
Oh, I was like, that the actor? What the fuck?
Scott Porter plays George Tucker, who's like the heartthrob that you want her, like the good old Southern boy charm. And then Wade is the bad boy next door, who's like a bad Southern boy. And then her nemesis, who's engaged to George, is Lemon Breland. So those are the major players.
Oh, my grandma used to make a delicious Lemon Breland. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Exactly. Every 4th of July. Oh, but the chicken breed.
That's also
I'm going to read you episode descriptions, and you're going to tell me if it's a real episode of Heart of Dixie or I made it up.
Oh, so this is the Bones game.
This is the Bones game. This is the Bones game, but it's Heart of Dixie.
Oh, wait,
you invented such a fun game that was a joke when you first said it, which is, have I seen this episode of Bones? It's an insane game. Go back
and listen to it. A game I forgot about completely until you started to talk about this game, and I was like, haven't we played this game on the show before?
Bones or no bones?
Okay, so you're going to read a description, and we're going to have to tell you if we think this is an episode of the show. And the show is called Heart of Dixie?
Yes, and it's in Bluebell, Alabama, and it's a bunch of small-town folks who don't really love her city ways. Okay, Zoe tries to make a good impression at the Founders Day parade, but accidentally crashes the float.
It's got to be real.
Founders Day.
And we're going to buzz in.
Buzz.
Oh. Buzz.
Yes, Adel.
Sorry, that a bee just stung me. Can I take a break?
Yeah, nope.
Okay, I think it's real.
Yes, it is real.
That's a good, that's smart. Founders Day was like, that's clearly a...
Zoe tries to win Bluebell's gumbo competition. Lemon is upset when LaVon develops a crush on another woman.
False gumbo has no place in Alabama. And
Buzz.
If it's true, I'm going to be pissed.
JPC.
Okay. Gave me all the info that I needed, but he didn't buzz in. Gumbo again. I'm gonna say I think gumbo is more of a Louisiana thing, so I'm gonna say a false. This is false.
It is real.
Oh no! Hey, you can have gumbo anywhere.
Zoe realizes that rumors spread fast in a small town, and the carnies are pissed Addle.
Buzz. You can't have gumbo anywhere. It has to come from the Gumbo River in Louisiana.
Addle, I will deduct your first point that you did get because that is irrelevant to the thing I just said.
Sorry, actually, you must have misunderstood.
I hate to make you look stupid, but when gumbo's on a bagel, you can have gumbo anytime.
Zoe realizes that rumors spread fast in a small town and the carnies are pissed.
Buzz.
JPC.
I don't know if Carnies is someone's last name because I wasn't paying any attention.
JPC, did you ever get my text about joint Halloween costumes for us? It's us dressed up in carnival gear with a steak stapled to us. Carne asada?
Carne asada, yeah. Okay.
Carne asada.
So this is carne asada. So this is different from when we dressed up like carnival folk covered in big white feathers. And we were doing Carnie Geese Hall.
We'll never get through this episode.
Buzz.
Yes.
I buzzed it already.
Too late, JBC.
Aaron, I'm sorry.
Fuck.
Yes, Addle, go ahead.
I buzzed in to say I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
And I think this one is
returned to you.
I think
yes, 2 points rewarded to you. Wade cooks for Zoe. It turns out to be disastrous when he realizes what he cooked wasn't catfish.
Oh, Buzz.
JBC.
I'm going to say that this one is 100% fictional.
Yes, they're both fictional.
Oh, well, then I guess I can't lose.
No, what do you think? Is it true or false?
I think that it's 100% fact.
It's, I made it up.
Okay, well, that's kind of where I was going.
No, it wasn't. As Bluebell is hit by an intense heat wave, Zoe discovers that the hot weather makes everyone act differently and with a lot less inhibition.
Buzz.
Addle.
I want, with all my heart, for this to be real.
It is. Congratulations, you're about to get
I'm
going to
watch
this
episode and this episode alone.
Zoe discovering. She's doing all these discoveries.
Doesn't she have
Zoe makes a shocking discovery. Yep, here we go. Zoe makes a shocking discovery about the local minister and his wife. Lemon wants to restore the town's historic bridge.
Buzz.
Addle. Addle gets it.
This has to be true. This has to be real.
It is real.
I know this.
Zoe loses her umbrella at the library, and it ends up in the most unusual spot.
Her butt.
Buzz, inside a butt.
JPC.
I'm gonna say inside a butt, and I'm gonna say real. Final answer, Regis.
It is fake, and it is inside of a butt. So you do get a point for inside of a butt.
If you're Parts superstitious, you gotta know the old adage: never open up an umbrella inside your own butt.
Too late. Why do you think I'm sitting like this?
Bad luck.
If you're superstitious, receive a broken mirror in the mail. It will now just be in your basement because how the fuck am I supposed to get rid of a broken mirror? It'll be there forever. Forever.
And famously, if you're superstitious and a black cat crosses your path, adopt it because that's what Gemma made us do with Coco.
Yeah.
Zoe makes a chilling discovery after accidentally hitting a man with her car. Levon interferes when Lemon and George try to buy their dream home. JPC.
I know this one is fake because, as is previously established, she doesn't make a chili. She makes a gumbo.
Okay, it is true.
Damn it.
You're funny, though.
I haven't gotten a single one of these.
Levon tries to help Zoe feel more connected to Bluebell by asking her to host his annual homecoming party. Wade and George try to get even with their high school nemesis.
Buzz.
Addle.
We all know Southern shows love to bring up old high school drama, so I'm going to say real.
Yes. Yeah. You're great at this. Zoe wonders if her new, very attractive patient has a crush on her. Zoe wonders if her new, very attractive patient has a crush on her, or is it just the mad cow disease?
Buzz.
JBC.
That's real. That's a true one. This has got to be true.
It's fake. That's a plot of
You're batting zero. After researching her family history, Zoe learns that she is a legacy to the Bluebell Bells. Lemon puts Zoe through a humiliating initiation.
Buzz.
Addle.
This reeks. This is fishy. And we all know catfish episode was fake. So I'm going to say this is fake.
It's true.
No, my streak.
Zoe's pregnancy scare is nothing compared to what Bluebell has in store for the Halloween bash.
Famously, if you have a pregnancy streak, you should go see a doctor immediately.
Streak? You gotta stop it. She can't stop getting pregnant. You'll never stop me. I'll get pregnant any chance I get.
I went to my stylist
and I asked him if he could give you a pregnancy streak.
I yesterday.
Like Jean Grey?
I was super bloated and I was at Six Flags. And so it looked like I had a little baby because I was wearing a little exercise dress and it looked like I had a baby.
Aww.
And so I kept pretending I had a baby in line to freak people out, thinking that they think a pregnant lady is about to go on a crazy roller coaster. Just freak people out.
Casey chimed in. Pregnancy streak can still get you pregnant.
And thank we you,
should,
Casey.
Very good joke, Casey. We should also say pregnancy can also get you pregnant.
Yeah,
pregnancy can get you pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, God damn it.
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, Clue Crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.